Con Show with Anna DeVlantzis right here, 720 WGN.
Talking Bears.
Yeah.
Bears.
Although people are still commenting about Drunk Trump, the top 5 Drunk Trump.
It was something special.
That was a moment right there.
People nearly drove off the road,
yes,
we're told.
We may play, before we're done at 7 o'clock, we'll play one more. We'll replay the best one of those.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's one in particular.
From the rally last night. If you do slow him down, it sounds a little tipsy. All right, Adam Hogue is joining us right now from he was at Hallis Hall all day today, mm-hmm. trying to figure things out. And I just want to make sure that I understand what's happening here, Adam. I want to make sure I'm not wrong about this. It appears that John Fox is lightening up a little bit on the possibility that Mitchell Trubisky could be the starting quarterback. You already saw that the Cleveland Browns have just named their draft pick quarterback from this draft.
Deshaun Kizer,
Notre Dame's Deshaun Kizer, as their starting quarterback. Could Mitchell Trubisky be named the Bears' starting quarterback by week one?
Yeah, I think that's what we're all wondering. You're right, Ro. The tone has changed a lot from about a month ago when the Bears reported to Bourbonnais when it was Mike Glennon's our starter. Well, all of a sudden, things have changed, and the big news today being that Mitch Trubisky is going to get worked in with the ones in Sunday's game in Tennessee. Here's John Fox explaining what his plan is for Sunday against the Titans.
Other news, I think you probably noticed that Mitch Trubisky got some reps with the ones today. It'll probably be more than likely. There's been no change in our quarterback depth chart as far as we're the number 1, 2, and 3. This was something we had talked about and planned a long time ago. This is really our last opportunity to get a look at him with the ones. Can't dictate exactly what Tennessee does with their defense, but in that second half to start the third quarter, many people leave their ones in, so we're kind of hoping that that's what happens. But Mike will start the game, play the first half. Mitch will come in, and then we'll figure that out after that. But something we had planned for some time.
I made that totally clear.
Opportunity.
Is that clear? That was totally clear.
They planned it for such a long time that 2 days ago he said they had not talked about it yet.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
It's all part of the master plan.
How are the players handling it when they spoke about it, Glennon and Trubisky?
Yeah, here's the direct question to Mike Glennon on whether or not this has become a quarterback competition.
No. It was clear to me that nothing has changed as far as the depth chart and Mitch is getting one rep with the
Have you ever been? Wait, I just want to stop you. Have you ever been like in a? Anybody who's ever been fired knows that story. I was just in a meeting yesterday they were discussing the future.
It's all fine.
But Adam, isn't there something to be said? Because I think everybody's a little bit guilty of seeing Mike Glennon play bad and Trubisky plays well, and then that's the end of the story. Trubisky should get the start. But in reality, is Mitch Trubisky ready? Do they think he's ready to actually start a regular season football game? So there really almost isn't even a competition because it's just a matter of when Trubisky's ready or when they deem him ready, correct?
Yeah, and that's been the thing all along. And they're not what they did by coming out so strong and saying Mike Glennon is our starter is to prepare the fans for the possibility that Trubisky might not be ready this year. But that was always worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. You don't want your number 2 overall pick to not be ready to play a single game in his rookie year. But it's smart to kind of prepare for that idea because he is making this huge change from a college offense, and the Bears didn't know how well or how quickly he was going to come along. And actually, Trubisky today, this was the most confident we've heard him talk to us probably since camp began. And he admitted that he has probably caught the Bears off guard a little bit.
I've shown them what I could do. I think I've progressed faster than they expected I would. But I still got a long ways to go, and I know that. But I think I've shown that I've earned these reps, and I just need to continue to get better each day.
And Mike Glennon looks horrible.
The Glennon part of this may have something to do with why Trubisky is getting an opportunity on Sunday to get reps with the starters. But the fact that Glennon's still going to play the entire first half, I still think is a pretty good indication that he's probably going to start the season as a starter, whether Bears fans like that or not.
I mean,
football.
Any chance Peyton Manning signs up? And he was at practice at Hallis Hall today.
Yeah,
a day
what
after.
What was he doing?
Yeah, he was talking to Northwestern yesterday. Now he's at Hallis Hall. What was up with that?
He's in town. I wasn't able to figure out exactly what he's in town for. Maybe it's just to talk to Northwestern and the Bears. But he talked to the Cats last night, and I was actually at Northwestern practice earlier today, getting ready for the season, and they were just like they were so happy with Peyton Manning visiting them. The players were so excited. Clayton Thorson was excited. But apparently whatever he said to them really resonated. Because
was he decorating cupcakes for him too, showing him how to do that?
And he showed up with some Papa John's pizzas, I think, and handed them out.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah. And then today he showed up at practice, and guess what? You know, I had a short conversation with John Fox, and it looked like Fox sent him immediately over to the quarterbacks. And actually, Trubisky told us back in June that he did consult with Peyton Manning during the pre-draft process, that was somebody he talked to about whether or not he should come out early. So so far, so good on that end.
Clayton Thorson, Northwestern's quarterback, also had a chance to talk to Manning this offseason
How
as well.
Cool.
Mitchell Trubisky looks very much, reminds me very much of young Peyton Manning. That would be the quarterback I would most associate with him. He's tall. He's not quite as tall as Manning, but then again, you got Glennon, who's like Hodor. I'm not quite sure what he does.
He's got a lot of neck.
He's going to be carrying people. I don't know. I've watched it just in the limited amount of time. I mean, Peyton Manning was I would watch a lot of Colts games because mm-hmm. Because Peyton Manning was just a guy you just couldn't. When you watch him play quarterback, he was the greatest of his generation, and arguably one of the best of all times. I mean, he's in the top five of all times. And watching him live, I saw him twice at Soldier Field, and he was you're stunned to see him be able to find a receiver and hit him. Even when the Bears were particularly good in the 2000s defensively, he would find a way, and he had great receivers, obviously, to find a way to find a guy in stride and put the ball at the very one place where the receiver could catch it and the defensive back was defenseless against it. And that's over and over and over and over again to be able to see that. And you saw that so much with Trubisky in game mm-hmm. one. Now, you didn't see it as much in game two. But it'll be interesting. But he also had no line play in game two. So I think this is why you have to see him. I hate to get all X's nose here. But I think this is why you have to see him with the ones. Because you want to see if he really does get called into action here, how is he going to perform with line play the way it's really going to be?
And the Bears are hoping that he'll still be playing against the Titans starters to start the second half, which is a good chance.
Now
that
was interesting. My guess is that you're going to see, because there's been this is the Bears organization, this is how they do things. They don't want to let everybody know what's going on. It's very secretive. It's like the Kremlin over there.
Yeah,
they don't want to let you know. But my guess is you would see him if they're afraid that they're going to lose the ones. At the end of the defensive ones for the Titans at the end of the second quarter, they may sneak them in before.
It wouldn't surprise me because a lot of that really has to do with play counts. And, you know, like if the Bears offense is on the field for the entire first half, which would actually be a really good thing for Mike Glennon if that happened, then maybe the Titans start thinking about pulling their starters out earlier.
Harder to do when you throw it to their players.
Yeah, I know. You know what? What's interesting about what you were just talking about with Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning may be the smartest quarterback to ever play the game. I mean, he was really like an offensive coordinator out on the field.
Right, but, called his own plays.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unheard of in the NFL.
Yeah, and everyone wants to use past players to predict what the Bears should do with Trubisky. Okay, Peyton Manning started right away, and that's a great example of somebody who you know, was great and played right away. Oh, well, what about Aaron Rodgers? He sat for 3 years. And everyone wants to throw out these examples. Mm-hmm. The common thing between all these guys, though,
well, Aaron
is that
Rogers,
they're good at football.
Aaron Rodgers right. sat for 3 years because there was a guy named Brett Favre who had just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Brett Favre is not on the Bears right now. I don't think that is Mike Glennon. So it's what you brought up earlier. There's two things here. I wrote about this last week. It's when Trubisky is ready, first and foremost. You cannot rush him. If he's ready, that's when you start having the conversations about is it time to play him? Because the other question is, who gives us the best chance to win on Sunday? And that, by the way, is a very important question that John Fox has to answer because his job's on the line this year. So that is part of the reason why his tune is changing a little bit, because he's watched what we've all watched through two preseason games, and it's that the best quarterback on the team is Mitch Trubisky.
And now he sees him in practice. He sees the other thing he's seeing, and you're seeing it, and you know, most the rest of us don't see it. You may see one play in a sportscast, but the truth is, when you watch when you see what you've seen in practice, what you've reported back to us, and what everybody has seen, all the reporters who've been there, they see a guy who moves differently, who has an amazing release time and is incredibly accurate.
Yeah, and a guy, though, that also has struggled at times picking up the defense. And Vic Fangio has a very complicated defense that I think is a great test for Mitch Trubisky to face in practice every day. And there's been times where he's struggled. And by his own admission, he has admitted he's identified the Mike linebacker wrong. That's how you set up your protections at the line of scrimmage. He's made wrong decisions. We saw a couple times. He actually should have been picked off twice in that game the other night. But I do agree that his protection was terrible and the running game disappeared completely.
Right. So if you have that, opens up such a world to him. Yeah. And they do, and apparently they do. I mean, we'll have to see here. The fact that Jordan Howard was not in the game on Saturday alarms me slightly. Do we know what his status is?
He's fine. He's been back at practice the last 2 days. He got poked in the eye, and they didn't want to put him on the plane.
Poked in the eye. Ouch.
Yeah, it happened right before they were supposed to fly to Arizona, and
they didn't want his eye to explode on the plane.
He had a little scratch on his eye, and so they just said, "You know what? You're not going to play that much anyway. Just stay here in Chicago." And anyway, he's perfectly okay.
He's okay.
He didn't get hurt through in a walkthrough.
He did get hurt in a walkthrough, but his career is not over on like Antrell Roll.
I'll tell you something fellas. I have the toughest walkthroughs in the entire NFL.
I mean, seriously, what does he have, booby traps set up around the field to take players out? Like, how do you
take careful? You've seen Soldier Field.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, gosh.
There are booby traps out there on that field.
Hey, Adam, Kevin's pet in his sportscast, Charles Leno, finalizing that $38 million extension. Tell us
about poor Charles Leno. I mean, he gets a great extension today, and no one's talking about it at all because Mitch Trubisky's working with the ones. But, yeah, this is a significant story. The Bears have their left tackle of the future, and I'm not sure the fans feel all that great about it.
Adam, it was my lead, and then you tweeted out that Mitch Trubisky got reps with the first team, and it immediately dropped to the bottom of the sports game. So.
Proof. But that's a good long-term fit for the Bears, we're thinking?
Well, look, it goes along with why Mike Glennon got paid $18.5 million guaranteed when there are very few people in the entire world that can do a very specific job on the football field. They get paid well even if they're not phenomenal. Now, I think Charles Leno has been a steady player. I think the Bears would like to see him be more consistent. But you can do a lot worse.
Well, this proves, though, that Kyle Long will not be the left tackle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's over. I think that ship has sailed. I think he's going to be a guard for the rest of his career, whether it's left side or right side, when he's with the Bears.
Right, and left tackle. We learned this in the Blind Side, people. Left tackle is very important. It's the guy on the left side of the line who is going to defend against the defensive end who's going to hit the quarterback from the blind side, because the right-handed quarterback's got his back to the left side of the line when he's lining up to throw the ball. Yep. How many times do I have to give you this speech? That was made in the blind side.
Are you going to protect the family?
And then how are you? And that's what you do exactly. And you get if you're going to protect, think of these people as your family.
There you go.
I think Michael Orr,
who was the real guy there.
Yeah, I think he got released over the offseason. I'm not sure he has a job right now.
I believe that's accurate.
He's a free agent right now.
Yeah, he had a good run.
He wasn't protecting the family.
Apparently not. Gosh.
Well, when Sandra Bullock yells at you, you got to listen.
I listen to her.
That's the thing.
Any more practices, Adam? What's the schedule like?
Right, we got to go. Okay, I don't even have time for him to answer that question.
Yep.
We got to get to
Adam had a good run, too.
Tomorrow.
Right. Thank you for tomorrow. The good tease for tomorrow. Will there be more practices tomorrow? Tomorrow. We'll tell you tomorrow after it's all done. That's a good way to do it, because I don't know either. I'm all wanting to get
my day off.
Will there
be any walkthroughs is a bigger question.
I'll tell you one thing. If I hit the $700 million Powerball,
you're not coming in.
Ixnay, actus pray forever, eh?
All right, thank you.
Comforting.
See you guys.
See ya. Goodbye. John Fox wins. I'm quitting. Forget about it.
He's
Big Fangio, this is your team.
$700 million. I don't know.
That we all are. We're all quitting if it happens. All right. Let us now check in with Violetta Powdermatic, the WGN Traffic Travel Spots.